What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty, great, majestic, powerful, awesome God we serve. How delighted I am to worship with you, to pray with you, to intercede with you on this morning. You know, I take this very seriously because I understand the power of prayer. I understand the power of intercession. I understand what happens when you pray. I understand what changes when you pray. See, everything in the kingdom of God is built on principles. You know, like tithes and offering. You know, I'm a grace man. And because I'm a grace man, I don't teach that you have to tithe, all right, in order to be blessed. Because Jesus in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Do we tithe? Yes, but we don't tithe under fear. We don't tithe under the possibility that if we don't tithe, we will be cursed. We tithe because we love God and we freely give. You understand? Anything you love, you give to. Anything you love, you support. So under those grounds, we tithe. But we understand one thing about the principle of tithing. Only thing tithing means is give God his first. That principle was brought over to Matthew. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But when you tithe, I believe it gives God the authority to rebuke the devourer and to protect the 90 on your behalf. Well, there's some of you on this phone right now, and I want to ask you, some of you right now on this call, are there any of you who have a prophetic word that hasn't come to pass? And I'm sure every person on this phone has prophetic words that have been spoken over their life. I mean, I got so many prophecies hanging over my life. I got enough prophecies that I got some in storage. I can write a book. My God, I got prophecies. I heard somebody tell that to somebody. They got prophecies in escrow. Well, that's how I feel. I have a load of prophecies, a gang of prophecies. And is there anybody in here that got prophecies that haven't come to pass yet? Well, the answer to that, of course, is yes. Well, you must understand that the reason you are going through what you're going through is because prophecy, whenever it's released concerning a church, whenever prophecy is released concerning a nation, whenever prophecy is released concerning your job, your son, your daughter, your family, whenever there is a prophetic word that is released concerning them, you must understand that that prophecy gives the enemy an indication of what is about to happen. You understand that? The devil does not know your future. The devil knows nothing about what's going to happen in your life. The Bible declares in Colossians chapter 3 that you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Well, if that is so, that helps me to understand. What? What does it help you understand? It helps me understand that the only thing the enemy knows about me is that is revealed through prophecy. I said, the only thing the enemy knows about me is that is revealed through prophecy. So prophecy is so dangerous, but it's powerful because it gives the enemy an indication of what God is about to do in your life. Remember the wise men? The wise men saw that star. And when they saw that star, it revealed to Herod who was born. But look at Matthew chapter 2. When you look at Matthew chapter 2, around about verse 6, let's read it. Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, hallelujah. Look at what it says. Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, I'm coming. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, look at what the prophecy. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. See, that prophecy was released. And the Bible declares that after that prophecy got released, verse 7, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. You get that? So that prophecy got released. And when that prophecy got released that a governor was coming out of a certain place, all right, that's when Herod said, all right, when did that star come? You understand? Herod said, kill all the male children. Why? Because he knew that when that star appeared, that that child had been born, and that gave an enemy an indication of a deliverer about to be born. So Herod said, let's kill all the male children. The same thing happened with Moses. The same thing happened with Joseph. Joseph gave the word and said, when you leave, take my bones with you. That word went out. And when that word went out, he said, kill all the male seed of the Hebrews. So a lot of people don't understand. Prophecy gives the devil an indication of what's getting ready to happen in your life. And many people get worried, but don't know what to do with their word. They don't understand that whenever you receive a prophecy, whenever a declaration is made over your life, there are going to be reactions from the underworld. Are you understanding that? There's going to be reactions. There's going to be retaliations. There's going to be attacks that come from the underworld. Are you listening? But we are decreeing today by divine authority. We are breaking free from every demon in our bloodline, every stronghold in our bloodline, every attack in our bloodline, everything that the enemy wants to use against us. Hey, Karabashatolomo, Lulande Lebekidala Hazaya. Zuvala hazeze, jevunku vivi ikendele kita, lulandilimi azala mahaya, yankatala mandala kudala hazia. My God, I feel this thing already. Indele be kondala kudala hazia, zebendele kitala andala oshna, mekendele meandala hazia, zulovu uvazia. All right, we are praying. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, I break free from every demon in my bloodline. Now, raise your right, lift your hands and begin to pray. Father, I thank you right now that every demon in my bloodline, every principality in my bloodline, every stronghold in my bloodline, every attack in my bloodline, every curse that came from my ancestor, every yoke in my bloodline, I loose myself from every yoke in my bloodline. I loose myself from the yokes in my father's house. I loose myself from the yokes in my mother's house. I loose myself from every demon and every curse. I break free right now. I command the adversary to take his hands off of me. I command every attack of the enemy that comes by bloodline, that came by the bloodline, that came from my mother's house, that came from my father's house, that came because of my mother, that came because of my father. In the name of Jesus, every yoke in the bloodline, I command myself to be loose. I loose myself from every yoke. I loose my son from every yoke. I loose my daughter from every yoke. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Hey, halabasha. Hey, milanda lamako zolobo kuta. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Break yourself free. Break yourself free. There was a prophecy concerning your family. There's been prophecies concerning your son. There's been prophecies concerning the bloodline to your grandmother, to your great-great-grandmother. You understand? There was a prophecy released. And because of the prophecy that was released, that strong man was assigned to your bloodline to hinder the prophecy from coming to pass. But in the name of Jesus, I break free. I break free from every stronghold in the bloodline. I break free from every demon in the bloodline. I loose myself from the yoke of my mother. I loose myself from the yoke of my father. And I command myself to break free now. I said, I break free now. I command the adversary. I command the enemy. I command the devil. Take his hands off of me. Take your hands off of my money. Take your hands off of my church. Take your hands off of my mind. Take your hands off of my children. Satan, take your dirty, filthy hands off of everything that belongs to me. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are rebuked. Satan, you are rebuked. Satan, you are rebuked. I rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. Loose yourself. Loose yourself. Take Shake your hands. Hoba shata. Lemande lebe kodala hazia. Zimande ni mi ikandalaha. Lolande lebe le diala hazaya. Zandalaha katuna. Lebiende ni mi ikaladaya. Lebandala hoja. Javave. Vele de le banzalama ukutuya. Robolobo kutalamande. Ye mindi ni anziri mi kiandalamaha. In the name of Jesus. Got to hear me by the Spirit. See, these are prayers that we pray because we understand that there are reactions. We understand that there are attacks. The devil doesn't come against every church. He only comes against the church with apostolic and prophetic anointings because that church is the voice for the city. He's not after the big church. He's after your church. He is not after anybody or anyone who is not a threat. Some of you never run into the devil because you and the devil are walking on the same side. Are you listening to me? So you must understand that when the hand of God is on your life and when you are called to greatness, there are attacks, and whoever is good, the enemy is after you. Whoever is powerful, whoever has a grace on their life, the enemy is after you. As soon as you get a prophecy, it's time to war like never before. Are you listening to me? Remember 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hey, shate ye shele mandala kudala hazia. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. Look at what it says in 2 Timothy. I don't feel like this 2 Timothy. Okay, yeah, here we go. 2 Timothy. Mulande leme. Lemanda la hazia. Zivo dohoja. Jaba mama makasa. Zikunde leme andala haya. Lele lebe andolo kutala mahaza. Zumande lebe kitala. Landa la hozaya. Zimundi limi kikala bahaja. Volovo hovaja, jevende. 1 Timothy chapter 1, I'm sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Discharge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before thee, that thou mightest war a good warfare. Your prophecy empowers you to war. When you prophesy, when someone gives you a prophetic word, what it does is it shows God's intention for your life. You don't know what God has plans for your life until you get a prophetic word. That prophetic word foretells of the events that is to come. It gives you advanced knowledge. It gives you the plot of the adversary. Are you listening to me? So here it is. A prophetic word is released about your son. The devil heard it. As soon as the enemy hears it, the adversary comes with a plot to attack you, to make sure it don't happen. God said your business is going to be blessed. God said you're going to have favor. God said you're going to get the house. God said you're going to be promoted. Those are the prophetic words over your life. Are you understanding? So what the enemy does is the enemy say, okay, now that I know what God's plan is for your life, it's my job to hinder the plan from coming to pass. The reason we are in prayer is because we cannot hold our peace until we see a manifestation of what has been prophesied. Because the devil is on an assignment. He's on an agenda. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There are right now people at the wall in Israel who are praying right now as I talk to you. Guess what they're praying for? They're praying for the peace of Jerusalem. They're praying for the deliverance of Jerusalem. That's what they're doing day and night. You cannot stop warring. You cannot stop praying. Why? Because your future is at stake. Your children are at stake. Your kids are at stake. The devil is after you, and he's after everybody connected to you. And somebody got to rise up and pray. Somebody got to intercede. Somebody got to declare, Satan, you will not have my children. Satan, you will not have my family. Satan, you will not have my finances. I will prosper. That's the power of prayer. God got a plan for your life. You're not no mistake. You are a wonder. You are a miracle. You are a sign to your generation. But just like God got a plan for you, Satan got a plan for you. So it's a fight between God and Satan, and they both have an agenda for your life. There's a battle over your body. That's the battle. There's a battle because both of them have an agenda in the earth, but somebody needs your body. Am I making sense? Jesus had to be born in a body. God wanted to bring redemption, but he couldn't bring it until he got inside of a body. And the only way a body gets here is through the womb of a woman. A body has thou prepared. Remember, the treasure is in an earthen vessel. The anointing resides in a body. So because the anointing resides in a body, and I need you to listen to me, you that fight sickness, you that fight infirmity, you that fight attacks, there is a great assignment on your life. God has called you to do something great, but that anointing that is on your life resides in a body. So because that anointing resides in a body, he attacks that body with disease. He attacks that body with infirmity. He attacks that body with sickness to hinder your assignment on the earth. Are you listening to me? Hele mashakala mandala mohozia. You listening? So we're going to have to get in prayer. Okay, we're going to have to pray like never before. All right, we got to pray. There are some spirits that are strong. There are some spirits that come through fasting and prayer. They are stubborn. Are you listening? Jesus taught, he preached, he healed the sick, he cast out devils. But if you're going to deal with sickness, you must engage the demonic. Hey, lila lala baba shata likanda la hazia. Are you listening to me? I'm just trying to tell you something. Once you understand the power of prayer and the reason you have to intercede and the reason you have to call on God, I promise you, if you don't understand the purpose of something, it's going to be abused. The Bible declares in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering, cast out all the people, the veil that is spread over all nations. There's a veil. There's a veil. There's a veil. There's a veil. And right now, the reason we're praying and we're pushing ourselves in intercession is you folk that's sitting around there asleep right now while I'm talking, right while you talking and demons are breaking over people, is coming right to you, going to come right in your mouth that's wide open while you praying. But there's a veil right now. But in the name of Jesus, there are veils that are over nations. There are veils over cities. There are veils over communities. There are veils over churches. Veils over family, veils over individuals, and that veil must be destroyed. It's a form of blindness. That's why they can't see the light. That's why they're stuck and can't see that they're in danger. Hey, but in the name of Jesus, we are decreeing that every veil that is cast over our lives is being destroyed. Remember the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded. That's a veil. Some of you got veils over your eyes. There are veils over your son. That's a veil over your daughter. That's a veil over your mama. That's a veil over your daddy. That's why he can't see he's wrong. That's why they can't see they're in bondage. That's why they can't see what's on them. But raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every veil over my life and the life of my family be destroyed. Be destroyed. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every veil over the city, every veil over the community, every veil over my son, every veil over my daughter, over my children, over my grandchildren, my nieces and nephew, every veil, every spell that has been cast upon them to leave them in darkness. In the name of Jesus, may every spell be obashata. May every spell be broken. May every veil be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened, and those who are on this call, that veils are being lifted off of their children, off of their families, off of their husband, off of their church. Father, in the name of Jesus, the church has a veil on them. That's why our leaders cannot see. That's why we're unable to recognize the attacks and unable to see what is going on. But in the name of Jesus, may every veil be destroyed. May every veil be destroyed. May every veil be destroyed. I destroy every veil that's over America. I destroy every veil over this continent. I destroy every veil over the nations of the earth. I destroy every veil over KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, every veil, hallelujah, that is hindering the breakthrough from coming in the name of Jesus. May the veil be destroyed. May the veil be broken. I command that veil to be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Hey, hey, hey. Libashata, le mandele beku, lulandili miaza, zivendele klista, liko mukunini mikitala, landele le balahajaya. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 13:3, enlighten my eyes. God, enlighten my eyes. Cause the veil to come off of our eyes. And I'm asking you to enlighten our eyes so that I can see the traps of the enemy. Enlighten my eyes so that I can see what the enemy is doing. Enlighten my eyes to show me the conflict, the disease, the traps, the snares of the enemy. Open my eyes and give me the ability to see. Open my eyes. Give me laser discernment. I thank you for supernatural discernment. I thank you for the ability to see through deeper depths and higher heights. I thank you that I can see through muddy water. I thank you that nothing is hidden from me. Every veil that is on my eyes, that is attacking my dreams, that is attacking my visions, that is attacking my sight. Hey, 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 shut up. Handele bekoba, lumandili mikiazo, zulomohuta, rebede de boja, lebandili mikita, lila la mandala hoba. May every veil be broken. May every veil be destroyed. And I thank you for laser discernment. Ha, la mama masha, le mandolo kuta, lelele bianza, lilanzili mikita, roboloboja, mandele me, le mendele me, limandolo hoba, la kandele bekizaya, zuvundele, zivundele, ribiribi kundele kita, likandolo hoba, landili mi azaya. Open my eyes. May the veil be broken. May the veil be destroyed over this nation. May the veil be destroyed off of Congress. May the veil be destroyed off of the Senate. May the veil be destroyed over the nations of the earth, off of governments, off of churches, over the body of Christ. Lift every veil. Lift every veil. Lift every veil. Cause the prophets to begin to see again. Cause the apostles to begin to see again. Take the veil off of my eyes, over the eyes of my family, over the eyes of my daughter. Show them traps. Show them sneezes. Show them the plans of the adversary. In the name of Jesus. Colossians chapter 2. Mulamande Neleandalakia. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Mikandala mokotolo mokuza. Yendere didi alamandalahai. Glory to God. Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 in the NIV. Look at what it says. Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. That's in the NIV. Look at it in the New Living Translation. Glory to God. Look at what the New Living Translation says. Glory to God. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In the name of Jesus, we are decreeing that every legality, every technicality, every verdict issued against us in the realm of the spirit, we are commanding it to be overturned. I said, we are commanding it to be overturned. I say we are commanding it to be overturned. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every legality, every verdict issued against us in the realm of the spirit and yea in the natural, be overturned. Be overturned. Be overturned. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every legality, technicality, every ordinance of man, every judgment that has been issued against us in the realm of the spirit, we command it to be overturned. Father, by divine authority, I command it to be overturned. Any judgment issued against me through manipulation, any judgment issued against me through wizards, through mediums, holabasha, through wizards and mediums, through manipulations and projection, any judgment that has been issued against me, I command it to be overturned, not just in the spirit, but in the natural. Every legal matter that is fighting against me, every legal matter that is fighting us in the natural, that is fighting us in the spirit, we command it to be overturned. I command an injunction. I decree a restraining order be issued and enforced against all acts of injustice, all acts of harassment, all acts that come to take my peace, that came to take my joy, that came to take my happiness. In the name of Jesus, I issue an injunction. I issue an injunction. I issue an injunction. I issue an injunction and a restraining order. And I decree that it be enforced now against every devil, every demon, every unclean spirit, every act of betrayal, every spirit of betrayal. I release an injunction. Hey, 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 every legality be overturned. Every judgment be overturned. Every verdict be overturned. I command it to be overturned. I decree it is being overturned in the name of Jesus. Every judgment against my sister, against my brother, against my brother-in-law, against my sister-in-law, every judgment against my niece, against my nephew, against my wife, against my husband, against my brother, against my son, against my daughter, in the name of Jesus, I command every judgment is being overturned. Be overturned. Be overturned. Be overturned. Every judgment against KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston, every judgment against my family, against the Bennett family, against the Karn family, in the name of Jesus, may those judgments be overturned. Be overturned. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Intercede. Lumeshe. Lumalakashna. Likandili mi otaya. Brankendele me Christi mi undolo. Undolo molo hosaya. Janki vivi vikiza. Zivuduli viembele diosa. Jankala la mantala mahaya. Banzele be ita. Lituli bi kiteya. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Shatalama lo shotolo bokuba shantele me lemendele me kida la hazaya zuvundili mi Christi bi unda likandele be lulele bi anshaya brankala masoya sotolobo kubasha yen shetele me lekemendele kia likule mi anzia lilele anda. I command every judgment against my life, against my family, against my church, against the nations of the earth, every judgment against the countries and the continents. May every judgment be overturned. May every judgment be overturned. Every demon that came to harass every preacher, every man of God, every woman of God, I issue an injunction. I issue a restraining order and I enforce it against every act of injustice, against Bishop Jakes, against Pastor Benny Hinn, against Pastor Rod Parsley, against Prophetess Juanita Bynum, against Joyce Meyer. Hey, 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 Shata, Andele Mekuda La Hazia. Pray for Joyce Meyer right now. I tell you that by the Spirit. Pray
for joys. Intercede for joys. Here, Lama Shaka, Lukundilimi Azaya, Yendelemehe. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn infirmity. I overturn all sickness. I override every demonic power that's been sent against her life. I overturn it. 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 Lift your voice. Begin to pray. Lubasha, Jenkeleme, Lemandalahoba, Handilimikia, Leleleandalabahaza, in the name of Jesus. Okobosha, Yendere Yalamanda, Ilalababa Sakolamanda, Likula. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25. We prayed this before, and we're going to pray it again. Hear me in the spirit. You shall turn on the news not long from now, and something is going to come up concerning Egypt. I see Egypt in the news. I don't know if there's going to be chaos there. I don't know if there's going to be a natural disaster there. I don't know if there's going to be a problem break out in Egypt. But I'm telling you by the Spirit that Egypt is getting ready to be all over the news. This ain't going to be no little story. This is going to be a big story. I see something going on concerning Egypt. Hola mashaka, lentele mandalo bio sotolo mokuta, libanki libikia zola, limandala haya. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. We are declaring good news. We are commanding good news. Hey, halabashata, raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I command good news. Good news. Good news. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I command good news. I thank you that good news is being released right now. I thank you. Hey, Shalaba, Lemandala Hazia. I command good news. I decree good news from the north, from the south, from the east and the west. I thank you that I shall receive good news. I thank you that I shall hear good news. I thank you that good news is coming from every direction. My son will hear good news. My daughter will hear good news. My husband, my wife will hear good news. I thank you that there will be good news concerning KCC. Good news concerning Jacksonville. Good news concerning the nations of the earth. I command good news. I decree good news. I declare that there shall be good news. I decree good news. I decree good reports. I decree that there will be good news concerning our health. Good news concerning our bodies. Good news concerning our mind. Good news concerning our families. I decree good news. I declare good news. Hey, Bala. Lushe, le sheme, munimi ansha, lakaluli mi kliste le antoma, le banda lahoba, le banda lahoba, hambi o sokomo ukumasha, shendele me, le mandili mi anda lahozaya, zivundili mi kristi bi unda lakuta, le kedele anda lasha, shatanana manso, rokobo kubashe, le bendele, le bandele be anda lobiosu, Usonunimi kikande le kandala ozaya zivundili vi itala le kele andala ashnia eshnonomo ushama menkeme kikamona le mandili uzaya. We command good news. We decree good news. We declare good news. Hey, 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 shata. Lobobo shete le mandili bigida la bahaza in the name of Jesus. You got something to praise him about. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Today's going to be a good day. Divine favor shall be your portion. I've given you prayer points. Pray them through all day. I'm telling you, it works. When you understand the power of prayer and the reason you need to pray, I promise you, you're going to pray more often. The devil is fighting you because there's a prophecy hanging over your life. There's a promise hanging over your son. You're being attacked in your body because you're anointed. If you wasn't anointed, you wouldn't be attacked. That's why the devil is fighting you. But I'm telling you to push, decree it, declare it. You have what you say. No weapon formed against you
shall be able to prosper. You're going to hear about Egypt not many days hence. Egypt shall be at the forefront of our news. Something is breaking out in Egypt. Kandalama, lamandele bekida la hazaya, zele ondala kutaya, endelelele be alabanda la koda la labahaza. And may it be a sign unto you of the things that are getting ready to unlock in your life like you have never seen before. Makashamo, makashamandele kia, kabaka kaba okobo okomanche, ele andala labasa. Watch God. You are blessed. You are favored. Prayers at 12. You know it. Come on, church. Let's pray. Let's intercede. Let's get there. Let's get to the house of God like never before and call on the name of Jesus, believing God for the miraculous. Karabasato. And watch what he's about to do. Telling you, this thing is real. No weapon formed against you gonna prosper. And you're getting ready to see the hand of God move like never before. So let's give ourselves the prayer. Don't stop. All day, declare it. Good news. Halamo sate. Somebody asked you how you doing today? Just tell them, I'm expecting good news. I wonder if y'all did the I shall never be defeated on yesterday. These are prophetic declarations and affirmations that I got you saying. Somebody asked you how you doing? I'm expecting good news. Hey! And I am. And I need to say it again by the Spirit. There's one person on this call supposed to give God $50,000. You're supposed to send me an email. Matter of fact, you said, Lord, if it's me, let him say it again. Well, I am. Don't miss God. This is a life or death situation. Literally mean it's a turnaround for you. If I be a man of God, you are blessed. You are anointed. Somebody named Eddie being blessed right now. Ola la baya. They may call you Edward, but your name is Eddie. God's moving for you right now. You are bababan shake de bosha. Hobashara. My God, I feel this thing creeping up on me. Everybody just sow a seed of $5. I just felt that so strong. Just sow a seed of $5. Everybody. Everybody. Just sow a seed of $5, $PBCJR. You can sow it online, briancarn.com. Everybody ought to be giving this. You ought to give $5 per child, $5 per individual, $5 for everybody in your house, $5 per business. But everybody need to be giving $5 because I feel this very strong. Your children ought to be giving it. My God, your dogs ought to give it. $5. Just felt that strong. $PBCJR. And watch what God is about to do. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm excited about your future. We got church tonight in Jacksonville. Yes. And I'm excited about what God's about to do. You are blessed. You're anointed. Let's stay in prayer. More grace.